I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Rocked her on her feet, finished her on the ground with an armbar. Just a complete performance by Ariane Lipsky.
My opponents know I punch hard, so they are avoiding this.
Ariane, the queen of ballet, Lipsky!
Austin Hubbard assumed control on the grounds and really got it done once he got it into his wheelhouse.
Austin Thud Hubbard!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Matt and I are going to be joined today by Austin Hubbard and Ariane Lipsky. And Ariane's actually in the waiting room, so we'll start for just a minute and then bring her in. They're both fighting this weekend. Nicolau against Perez and Spann against Guskov is the co-main. I love Ryan Spann. He's a very fun fighter to watch. So, that is this Saturday, the 27th in Vegas, 4 o'clock prelims, 7 p.m. main card. I love when they have those because I can usually watch some of the fights before I go to do my sets.
You know who I love? Look what I'm doing with my hands. Little heart.
Is that a heart?
I'm putting your face in a little heart.
It doesn't look like a heart.
It is a heart, and it's also my wife's hiney. Tonight. I don't want to yell because my kids might be downstairs.
You like a big hiney.
I like a nice shaped hiney.
Yeah.
No, very proud of my wife because she works out hard.
Yeah, big hineys are really nice.
I'm an ass man. So, Jimmy, listen, we're going to have such a good time today.
What were you saying before we bring in Ariane about something that was coming out of you? I didn't even hear you. Oh, I think you want to open the show with that.
I had a stomach issue before, but let's not do that to our audience, please.
Okay. I thought maybe you didn't want to.
You know what I do, though? This is what I do because you guys see me in the waiting room. You're like, why is he not coming in until 2 o'clock? I have my oldest daughter, Angela. I go, Angelina, code red. So I text her from the bathroom. She comes up, signs me in, brings my espresso. This is my cup that my grandmother.
Very nice.
But she was in ceramics when I was a little boy. In 77. It says 77 here. Anyway, wow. My daughter brings that up. This is not that entertaining. But anyway, we are here now. Hey, let's get Ariane Lipsky in here.
Yeah, let's bring her in.
Hello, Ariane. How are you?
I'm good. Great. Fight week, right?
It's fight week. How are you fight week? Do you things during the week to get your head like just away from the fighting, just to like, kind of make you chill? Or are you just every day watching tape, just in the zone? What's going on fight week? How are we fight week?
So fight week for me is the opposite. I don't like to distract. I like to be really 100% focused, like to watching. not fight, but training. I watch all my trainings. I like to train on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. I only don't train on Thursday and Friday for sure. But like I like to repeat, even like light training, just to repeat and make like my body understand the strategy, you know, be more focused on like cut weight process, not get this part as like, oh, I need to cut weight. No, I'm going to make this like, you know, like, okay, I know how to do that and trying to like, I don't take my cell phone for nothing, to talk people, to watch, to see Instagram, anything. 1 week like off everything.
Oh, you're all, you kind of detox from social media. You don't, you just say, is it hard to, cause I get like really weird when I'm not on the phone for a while. Do you have a day or two that it takes adjusting?
I mean, one month before my fight, I already stopped to like, you know, going to Instagram, you know, just make some posts like a little bit often, but like I have people to take care of this for me because it's important, you know. During the training camp and fight week, we still like, you know, posting and everything is important for the fight, the promotion of the fight. But I personally like to be focused on the fight, and that I thank you God, and I can make this and have people to take care of this for me.
Back in the day, there was some fighters. I remember Frank Shamrock used to read books about serial killers to get in a weird mindset. I know it's crazy. Other guys, like I used to watch movies like Braveheart or 300. Ah, I get crazy. I used to get into the war mindset. Do you read any books? Is there any shows you're watching to kind of get you in that warrior mindset?
Yes, I'm actually reading like the Champions Come Back. It's a book that I always read on my training camp. I love this book. The Champions Come Back. It's from the psychology.
Oh, tell us about this book, please.
I can actually take this and show you. So, like, it's just a little
fast. Yes,
just
no, I want to see. I want to see.
She says about psychology?
It is, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Finally, I can just move up from X-Men Comics. I can maybe get into something a little bit more mature. Jimmy, don't get embarrassed by me.
No. The Champions Come Back. How a great athletes recover, reflect, and reignite. Now, does this mean recover? Is this just recover physically or mentally recover?
They give tips for mentally and physically, or if you come back from a loss, or just you want to improve your performance, or if you just get an injury, or if you are come back from a retirement, you know, like he's like he has tips for everything. And I'm also taking this book.
It's read this book tonight to help you win tomorrow. How to be mentally primed. Yeah. Okay. To perform your best.
I know what you're reading Friday night is what I know.
Yes. So
it can't be all out of
that. This book was like Amanda and Nina. They just told me, oh, this is gonna help you. It helped them. Nina said she was like coming from loss, a really bad result in UFC, and then after she read this book, she had 4 wins in a row, and she almost, you know, she fought with Tatiana. She almost got from the belt. And Amanda, she talked with the psychology in person when she lost for Juliana, and she said she's really helped her. And then and it's really good. It's that really good. The book is really good.
I want to ask now, is there any, like, not to give it away, but is there any, like, one tip in particular they say about for your mind to just recover? Because I remember back in the day, George St. Pierre, before my rematch, saw a shrink. They told him to write my name on a brick and throw it in a lake. Now, that might sound silly, but then you fast forward to Montreal, I got my ass kicked. So it could be, something might be. I mean, if I knew that, I would have found the lake way before George. But, you know, is there any tips like that you can give us?
Yes, they actually say about this story in the book about George St. Pierre and then he wrote and everything.
They said that?
They said that in the book.
At my expense, these son of a bees. Only I didn't know they said that.
Yeah.
They said that.
my ass kicking is influencing everybody. Yeah.
No matter who you're fighting, they say, write Matt Serra on a rock and throw it in the lake.
That's it.
Yeah.
They
say that in the book. But I think it's just like an example how you need to like forget, not really forget about the experience, but like really throw away that bad experience, you know, like because like sometimes fighters or athletes, they have this experience like, okay, I'm this. Oh, yes. If you lose, oh, I'm a loser. Oh, I can't compete because I can do this because I did that, because I performed like that in a fight. So I'm going to use my example. When I fought Priscilla, I was in a really bad moment. I had on a training camp. I had the worst performance ever in my career. So in a moment, I thought, I'm not a fighter anymore, you know, like I cannot fight, you know, like because I didn't want to fight in that moment. So yeah. The book is more about like, you are not that fight, you know, you are not that performance that you are not that, you are different, you are a champion, you are who you want to be, you know, it's more like you get that experience to learn from that, but like you are not that one. And then they make you like thinking about that fight, think what make you wrong, what you felt, what you don't want to feel again, you know, because yeah. Sometimes fighters, I was like that. I didn't want to watch the fight. I was like, and then I was like, no, I want to face it. I want to face and understand what I felt on that day, you know, what make me feel that I didn't want to fight, you know, was a lot of things. Okay, so those are the points. I won't make it again, you know. That's the point. Like you rebuild, yeah. And you learn from that and you go forward.
Does it teach you kind of, like you said, there were things that made you not want to fight. So does it teach you to kind of catch these things early so they don't build and become worse and then make you eventually not want to fight? Does it teach you to sidestep them or to cut them? Or what does it kind of show you to do? Because I'm sure that there's other traps people fall into mentally.
Yes, I think exactly. Like you can't just pretend it's okay. You just can't pretend I lost it. Okay, because biggest part of the fighters, not fighters, but athletes in general, like they just go, okay, I lost. I'm go for the next one. They want to come back to the gym and sparring again. They want to come back to and schedule a fight again because they want to prove they are, you know, like I want to prove I can win. But like they don't watch what they did wrong, what happened wrong in the last fight, and what make them lost that fight. You know, so they say for it's important you do this in an off camp when you don't have a fight coming up. If right. You have, okay, you can still like doing all the tools he teaches, but like you need to face that loss and learn from that loss and like not just pretend, oh, okay, it was just a fight and, you know, like bad luck and I'm going for the next one. You need to face and train this before you have a fight or, you know, a championship or, you know, something, a competition coming up.
Right. Do you think that, your takedown defense against Casey O'Neill was really good. I don't think she expected your takedown defense. You even took her down once. But Silva, who you're facing, is on an 8-fight win streak and she's got 7 straight submission wins, I think. So you know what she's gonna want to do. You know what her goal is probably gonna be, and your striking is so good. So do you feel comfortable going to the ground with her? Or are you gonna try to keep it standing?
Yes, I try to keep standing because that's my game, you know. Like, but I know her. I know her. I saw her performance, but like, I feel comfortable, you know, grappling with her because I've trained. I always train to fight like with the best of my division. I always train not thinking about that opponent. I try to fix everything I can during that camp, you know, to be ready for everyone. Like right now, I feel ready to fight everyone in my division because I know I did everything I needed during my training camp. And also see, there's a difference between the opponents I've been facing since I came to the UFC, you know, I fought with the toughest opponents, you know, I was ranking opponents, tough opponents, and the the level of the opponent she has been facing. You know, she didn't fought no one in the ranking yet. You know, so I'm confident because, like, I know the experience I have. I learned from all the ups and downs I have during my career. And because, like, I know I did my homework, you know, like,
right.
I believe in myself. I believe in my head coach. I believe on the way we have working, that we really found the way that I work as a fighter, as an athlete, you know, listen to my head coach and believe on the plan he has for me as a fighter on that camp. So that's where my why I'm confident to, you know, grappling or striking or everything on during the fight.
Ariane, let me ask you, in, let's say, not training camp or even during training camp, on a day off, what's one hobby you like to do that's not related, nothing to do with training? What do you like to do? I mean, and I don't want to, and there could be that active rest of going hiking or something like that, but is this, what do you, besides, I know you like to read, what else you like to do that we don't know about? Our audience wants to know you.
I like to eat. That's what I do. I like to eat.
You're a food.
I love to eat, you know. I like to stay at home watching TV, and like, I like to go to the beach, but sometimes I'm so tired, you know, I just want to stay at home and eat, because now I can eat and watching TV and doing nothing. Mm. Just literally doing nothing, no reading, no nothing, you know, just eating, you know, like a regular people, just for a week. And then I come back for sure. I come back for my schedule and everything, but like for 1 week off.
What is the food that you're missing the most during training? For me, it was, when I was training, it was the pizza and the pasta. I like dessert too, but I was Italian food. I'd blow up between fights. What's the food that right now, yeah, I know you're cutting weight and everything else. What are you looking forward to the most?
For chocolate, for sure. I'm like, I like sugar. I like chocolate. Like my first, I like chocolate. You know, I don't like cooked or anything, just chocolate, Nutella, yes. Nutella. And like I miss yes, Nutella, just Nutella. I can
I
eat
Nutella.
Like,
big fan.
Just eat it out of the jar.
No,
yeah.
Problem. Yeah. So I understood, like, oh, I'm really addictive, you know, of sugar. I'm gonna cut that. And then now there's been like 2 or 3 fights. I eat nothing, like no sugar during my whole camp, because like I used to eat only on weekends, and then I was like, oh, I miss this, you know, like, so I thought, okay, I'm gonna cut that and then wait until after the fight.
Yeah, sometimes if you take, like, it's hard to come off sugar, then go back on, then come off, then go back on, because the craving mm-hmm. is so strong. If you just let it go and don't eat it for a week or two, then like, all right, I'm not thinking about it every 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, I still think, but I'm like,
oh, you are. You're just not doing it. You're thinking about it, but it's not the same craving. Yeah. So do you have food lined up? Do you know what you're going to eat? Like a lot of fighters will have sweets or like something put aside that as soon as the fight's over, they know what they're going to eat.
A hamburger. Yes, a hamburger or pizza. Maybe this time I'm going to change for pizza, but usually it's an hamburger, you know. I'm so hungry because like in fight day I can't eat really well. When this fight is gone, I'm just like starving, you know, and then I go and take it on hamburger and a chocolate after.
Well, look, this is a great fight on Saturday night. Congratulations on the O'Neal fight. That was a really, really great win. Everything you did worked. The striking was so good. Your takedown defense was so great. You put her down and submitted her, which I don't think a lot of people expected. You stunned her with a right. So it's just a great performance. And good luck on Saturday against Silva. You know, congrats on being in the top 15. And I'm looking forward to this one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to show everything I've improved and have a great performance Saturday.
Okay, Ariane. Nice talking to you. And we'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great day.
You. I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
See, but whenever I hear an athlete, like she's a world-class athlete, and I'll hear her talking about chocolate, I'll go, yeah, I can eat chocolate. But I'm like, no, dummy, she's a world-class athlete. She can do that.
I was cutting weight one time, and then the day of the fight, I was like still hungry, so I'm eating. I'm eating dry cereal, eating in my room. Henzo goes, man, what are you doing? Stop eating. Did you ever see pit bulls fight? You want your belly empty. You ever see them fighting? The shit flies out their ass. I go, oh, shit, Henzo. I go, all right, I'll put down the cereal. So, I mean, that was Henzo's point. You know, God forbid. This is, that was before I had ass problems.
Well, let me ask you with your ass problems.
Yes.
Is it something where you can't make it stop once it starts coming? You're like, I got to get to one now. Or is it when you go in, it's going to be a long time? Yeah.
This is the thing. Want me to tell you what just happened?
This is
what happened. You know, I get up this morning. Well, I'll tell you about my day. I'm going to pick you up. This is what's going to happen. And you're not going to like it. Because I'm going to pick you up. Your feet are going to be dangling. I'm not that tall, but I can still pick you up. Yeah. And your feet, and you're going to put me here. You're going to laugh at first, a little nervous. And you can put me down. And I'm going to go, nah, I'm not. And you go, nah, put me. And you're going to get a little uncomfortable. And then I'm going to put you down.
But as you pick me up, just so you know, as you pick me up, you're going to hear. And then you're going to put me down quickly.
Yes. Jimmy, that's gross. Listen to me. Speaking of gross. So no, I got stomach issues. So, you know, I got up this morning. 5:15 in the morning, get up. My oldest goes with me to the school. You know what I mean? I taught a nice class this morning. What did I teach this morning, Jimmy? How come I don't? Oh, half guard. Sitting to the sickle sweep. Woo! Sit to the sickle. I sit, I sweep. Kathy's kicking it.
Now, is that white belt? Would a white belt learn that, or is that more advanced?
You know what? I have a mixed class in the mornings, so it's not crazy. Because we sit down, get into half guard. So we sit to our back and we do a sweep to end up on top. So we, even though we go to our back, I got a sleeve. I sit foot and hip. I take out the leg, use my feet to sweep him, get on top, settle into half guard, facing the legs, threaten Kimura. I use the Kimura to pass the half guard into the Kimura to finish. Just use your little bird brain. You don't got a bird brain.
Yeah, I understand that.
Jimmy, I'm sorry. I'm hyped up. I'm sorry. You're not a bird.
I understand.
You're one of my best friends.
Thank you. Yes, we are.
You really are. So after that, I'm like, all right, guys, we know the threat of this Kimura. How are we hiding this Kimura on bottom? It's out there for the hanging. So you hook on the neck and you make like you're going to sweep them. And then they keep the balance knee underneath. You take the back, fun stuff. So anyway, after today, came home, I get a little nap in because I like to be bright. Do you see how?
Yeah, nice energy. Yeah.
When I wake up around 1:20 and we got to start at 1:50.
Yeah.
He's going a little gurgle, gurgle. Like that little girl. So I'm like, all right, let me have some. Am I boring you?
No, I'm very tired because I've trained this morning. Sorry.
I have a seltzer. It's a great story. And then when I have my seltzer, my espresso, I'm like, all right, let me start the show. Uh-oh. That's right. Exactly like that. Let me start the show. Uh-oh. Right there. I realized it's time. Now, when it's time for me to have to go to the bathroom, I feel it like getting chambered and it just doesn't come out. It's like I'm it's something clogged up. So now I'm look at that. Don't just picture this. That's my face. I'm pushing on my belly.
Yeah.
So it looks a little crazy. So then,
it's like trying to push Play-Doh through a sock. I understand.
It's not fun. It's not.
Yeah.
Fun.
I get
then,
it.
You know, then I get to a pain. Like, oh my God, I don't even think I can do the show today. This hurts so much. And then it passes.
Sure.
And then I'm on. Then now look at me. Hey guys, I'm good. But in the meantime, you know, going through that little, like, that pressure point, it's very uncomfortable. So enough about me and my ass. I'm here now. We're having fun.
Well, I'm sure a doctor could do something for you.
I'm a holistic doctor.
How about a regular doctor?
Leave that guy alone.
Stop at the holistic doctors. Oh, here, eat two daisies. Eat two daisies and we'll do cupping. They're not helpful.
And then stretch and listen to a waterfall. I understand.
Yeah, it's not good. Let me massage your colon.
Wheatgrass, and I don't go through one of those beaded things to go see him. No.
Wheatgrass is okay. Wheatgrass, I used to road run it to the toilet after wheatgrass. All right, they want us to discuss Factor 304.
Oh, let's go back to some MMA news.
Yes, 304 is taking place in Manchester, England. Now, Leon has said that he may be on the card, and Aspinall. Here's the thing with Tom Aspinall.
I like Tom.
What's that?
I like him.
I like him a lot. Who the fuck is he going to fight? He's the interim champion, so who is he going to fight?
Listen, we're going to talk
is
about
he fighting
that.
John Jones? Is there a Jones fight happening that we have not been told about?
You know what?
What?
Instead of dancing around that, we don't know.
We don't know.
This is what I want to talk about. I don't like to give the guy any attention, but I think he's on his way out anyway. Ian Machado. Wait, what is it?
Yeah.
Ian Machado, Gary?
Yeah.
Ian Gary. Ian Machado, yeah. Gary. Yes. He's calling him out. He's saying sign the contract. Now, Colby, first your wife's going to have to say this and you have to do these.
It's just silly.
Dude, cut the shit. How about this? Nobody fucking cares. You're almost out of the UFC anyway. If you beat this up-and-comer, guess what? People will say, all right, Colby might be a douchebag, but he's still dangerous.
Yeah.
But right now, they're saying Colby, after his last performance, they're saying Colby looks old. He looks old. Yes, he's always been cringy, but now he's cringy and old. So fight this young up-and-comer. Don't be a pussy. Hey, Colby, don't be a pussy. I'm saying it. Don't be a pussy. Colby, don't be a fucking pussy. This guy wants to fight you. You're big with your mouth. You talk shit about his family. Get in the cage with him, you little pussy.
Yeah, there's a 10-year age difference. And Gary is a very, very good fighter. So, yeah, that 10 years might be a big difference. Because he did look tired in his last fight. And he hadn't fought in a while. Maybe there was some of that contributing to it. You know, it had been a while since he had been in.
Who are we talking about? Colby?
Colby. When he fought Leon. I'm saying he had been out of the cage for a while, but he did look sluggish.
Who is he waiting for now to fight? Who does he want to fight?
He mentioned Wonderboy.
Yeah, because Wonderboy, the only way he's been losing lately is that he's with guys that are trying to grapple.
Take him to the ground, yeah.
And Wonderboy is pretty much Wonder Man. The guy's 40 years. Don't get me wrong. He's not slowing down. He's looking great. I love Wonderboy.
He's still a great fighter, yeah.
Wonderboy should not go in the cage with that guy at all. Because why deal with that guy's stupid antics? He's talking so much shit. And now he's talking shit about Ian Gary. Hey, get in there and face him. What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah.
You're busy suing people that are smacking you and where you deserve to get smacked? Right, Jimmy?
Yeah. Gary's number 7. Colby is number 4. And that would be a very interesting fight, especially since Gary really wants this fight. So
Jim, I really think you should watch Dune Part 2. I really enjoy it. I put it in all the time. I saw Rebel Moon Part 2. I understand. I'm a Zack Snyder defender because I don't mind his stuff. I think I like that. I appreciate his enthusiasm and effort. And like, I want to see the R-rated versions of these movies because that's what he's coming out with in the summer, I heard.
Right.
The Rebel Moon, Rebel Moon 2. But I still enjoy it for what it is. The old 7 samurai in space with gathering warriors to defend the planet. It's fun. Why you just, hey man, what are you going to go to now? Star Wars ran by all angry feminists? No. Do that. Don't do that. You want something where these guys look, they look cool. I think we got our next guest. Austin Hubbard is here. We'll go back to my sci-fi rants after this. Dude, yeah. Hey, listen. I don't care if you believe. I believe.
Dude. Okay.
Let's do part two.
Let's, Austin Hubbard is in. Yes. Let's bring in Austin.
One of my favorite people, Jimmy.
Who's in Dune? I don't even know who's in it.
You have a lot of patience, Jimmy.
No, yeah. I love you.
I think you love me for me.
Yeah, who's in Dune, though? Who stars in Dune? Abs.
I'm showing you my abs, dude. I just do that out of who stars in
it? It's Walken, right? Christopher Walken.
Let's ask Austin.
Hey, Austin.
Hey, how are you, Austin? Austin, good. How are you? I don't know if you're into movies or anything. Have you ever seen Dune or Dune Part 2?
Dune?
Yes.
I've never seen
it. Yeah. I actually just watched the second one not too long ago.
What did you think, buddy?
Dude, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, Austin!
Dude, it got me so motivated. I felt like I should go save the world.
Me and Austin immediately were hitting it off.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Jimmy is very... I don't want to attack him. He's right here, Jimmy. He's up in that... up. He's very close-minded to stuff in space, like science fiction. He's like, oh, is it the Star Wars Christmas special? No, Jimmy. No, he's like, he walks in it. No, Jimmy.
All right.
Austin knows. Austin, what about, like, when we were, like, little... Well, I'm a little older, obviously. Remember Darth Vader was scary when he would do that force choke?
Yeah.
Dave Roth is shanking his girl. Very scary.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to start that off with a little science fiction. Austin gets it.
Yes. Yeah, I might watch Dune, and I've just never seen it. I don't have anything against it. I mean, I like some of the Star Wars. But I just don't go as deep as Matt does. What do you think, by the way, because you were on the season with Chandler and McGregor. What do you think of the fact that they are finally scheduled to fight?
Oh, I'm happy that it finally got announced. You know, as time went on, I was a little worried he wouldn't get that fight. And, you know, being, you know, Chandler's was my coach and all. And yep. I think that is a big opportunity for him. And I hope that he gets that opportunity. And I'm glad it finally got announced, because obviously, you know, McGregor is a huge name in the sport. Arguably still one of the biggest names in the sport. And, you know, that's a huge opportunity, regardless of, you know, the outcome or anything like that. So it's a huge thing for him.
That experience of being on the show, I lived it. I've been in that house. I know what it's like. You put your wish list and you get your food. How did you like that experience? I know how I liked it. How did you like it?
Man, that was so boring.
Right? People don't get it. They're watching it like, oh, man, these guys are reality TV stars now. Yeah. But when you're living it, you got to do, you don't got the music playing, they're cutting to the scene.
Yeah. No.
It's like, man, oh, it's this house. All right, now what? There's no social media. There's no
nothing. Yeah.
So,
Do you
have a girlfriend or married or anything or no?
Yeah, I'm married.
All right, so you were married going into the house.
Yes.
How was that?
I mean, it sucked. I couldn't talk to her at all for 6 weeks or whatever it was. And, you know, we have a daughter and a daughter on the way. And
oh, congratulations. So, yeah. I have three daughters. Wait, so you had a daughter when you were in the house?
Yes.
Now, Austin, let me tell you something. I don't know how I was engaged in there. So I was channeled in for my future and whatnot. I don't know, man. I'm the type that, you know, I don't see my kid for an afternoon. I get like, I'd be emotional. How did that affect you being away from your child in there?
Man, it was hard. That was one of the hardest things. You know, you can't talk to them. You don't know how they're doing. You don't know if anything's happened. It was really hard, you know. And when I got that opportunity I got the call to be on the Ultimate Fighter, I was not in a good place mentally as it was. And, I at first I was considering not even doing it. I was in like just a really low spot in my life. But at the end of the day, I knew that this was my opportunity to get back to the UFC. I was having a really hard time getting fights. I accepted a lot of fights, you know, short notice for the UFC, but nothing was panning out. It just felt like this was my only option. And I knew if I let that pass, I would regret it later in life. So, you know, I took that opportunity and it worked out well, thankfully. But man, it was super boring. And it was really hard to be away from the family that long and not even have any contact with them. So I'm glad it's over with. You get in there and it seems like you have forever. Like the days just go so slow. And next thing you know, it's your last semifinal fight. And you're getting to ship out the next day. So looking back, you know, I'm super thankful I got the opportunity. I'm super thankful I, you know, went through with it and did it. And I'm glad I got it, but I hope I never have to do that again.
What was it like when you first got home and you saw your wife and daughter? How nice was that?
Oh, it was awesome. So they actually let us go a few days earlier than what we were told. So I didn't tell my wife, and I actually just showed up at home and surprised her and surprised them both. And man, I'm glad I surprised them, because it was really good surprise for them.
And you said you were at a low point when you went in and you almost didn't do. Why were you in a low point, and what brought you out of it?
You know, I lost my brother. I was very close to my brother, and he passed away. My financial situation, you know, I didn't get re-signed by the UFC after that Vince Pichel fight. And up to that point, that's how I was paying my bills, you know, it was from my fight money. I had to move back home, back to my hometown in Illinois. You know, just everywhere in life that things could go wrong, things were going wrong. And, you know, my wife and I had a miscarriage at that time as well. There's just a lot of stuff. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, that's, life can suck sometimes. You just got to keep going and working through it. And, you know, I'm in a much better place nowadays. Especially with, you know, my second baby being due. She's due actually a few weeks after this fight. So I'm super excited for that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, getting that opportunity and getting back into the UFC is really, you know, helped turn things around, you know, as time goes, and you just keep working forward. Just try and make the best of your days and opportunities and in your life in general. You know, you got, I always say you get three choices. You can stay right where you're at and do nothing. You can, in your other choice, keep moving forward and progress, or you can go backwards. And, you know, I always try to keep going forward, even if it's baby steps. So, luckily I'm in a much better spot nowadays.
That's it, man. Listen, that's the really only option. And as a fighter, you know, you learn that, because life, I mean, especially where you've been, sometimes when the life, it goes, you're in that balance, yeah. You know, like, how do I ever get out of here? And now look at you now, man, you keep moving forward. Like you said, even baby steps, even if you're hurting, and now you're on the upswing again. So it's like, when you're in those bad times though, it is, whether it's like the pandemic, or you're like, yo, I can't even see the way out of this. Yeah. But you keep going forward and you get out of that fog. So that's great, man.
Absolutely.
And you know what's funny? Did you need anything to help you get out of that? We just had Ariane Lipsby on, and she was talking to us about books she read for mindset, like psychology books.
Yeah.
Is there anything that helped you with that, or just positivity?
You know what? I actually went through a phase, like, well before, you know, the downfall of things, where I was like on a kick of being like as humanly optimal as I possibly can, where I was reading a bunch of health books, bunch of mental books. I was talking to a mental coach, and bunch of things like that. And I spent years doing that, and that definitely helped carry me through the hard times. I think, you know, you try to be as positive as you can, you know, in these down lows and things. Sometimes it can be hard, but, you know, I think the things I did, you know, kind of leading up to that definitely kind of helped me through that. My wife helped me a ton. You know, just like you said, we're fighters, man. We just got to keep going forward, even if it's baby steps, and just do the best we can.
Yeah. Well, it's great that you're getting a fight again, and you must have been happy. When did you realize you made the right move by going in the house? When were you like, oh Christ, I'm glad I actually did this and not allow myself to back out of it?
Once I, you know, the show ended and I knew I was going to the finals, I was like, oh, it was all worth it.
Yeah. So like when you're in the house like that, I mean, do you get close to people, or do you try to keep a little distance because you don't know who you're going to have to fight?
you know, I told myself, I'm going in here on business. I didn't really anticipate, you know, getting too close to anyone or anything like that. But, you know, we had a really cool group of guys, you know, not just on our team, but as the other team as well. So, you know, we all got along pretty well overall amongst each other in the house, you know, teams, like both teams. And then especially with like the lightweight veteran group, you know, we all roomed together, we all trained together. Our free time at the house was spent together. You know, when you're stuck in a house with these people, you know, weeks on end, you inevitably get closer to these people. So, you know, I feel like we did definitely make some good friendships out of that. And like you said, it helps. I think that everyone was pretty cool, you know, made the experience more enjoyable opposed to having some, like, you know, showboaty jackasses that are, like, you know, in there just causing drama the whole time. That could get annoying, I'm sure, especially when you have no really outlet of escapes for that, you know, type of situation. So, yeah, it was cool that, you know, I did make some friends, even though I wasn't really expecting to. It did make, you know, fighting them later really weird, and I've never experienced something like that in my career. But it was definitely a good growing moment, I think, in, you know, really learning how to, you know, put that aside and then business first. And I think it did, you know, help me become a better fighter regardless of that in the end. So as weird as it was, I think there was some positive outcome to that.
When you run into these guys, like, you know, you've been through that with them. So it's kind of like, hey, man, you see them at an event, be like, you know, you got a little bond there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, hey, Austin, something unrelated to MMA, give us a hobby you like to do when you're not just sitting there becoming dangerous. What do you like to do on a day off?
I love riding motorcycles. I ride dirt bikes, ride street bikes. I was living out in Colorado for the past, you know, 7 years up until I recently moved back home to my hometown. And I just loved riding out through the mountains on my motorcycle, and things like that. You know, anything outdoors, I just really enjoy being outside in nature and things like that.
Motorcycles scare me.
They terrify me.
We did a Dana White looking for a fight at Sturgis? Is that Sturgis?
Sturgis, North Dakota.
In Sturgis, actually.
They do the thing with the motorcycles down there.
Yeah.
So Dana goes to me and Dean Thomas. All right, he rides motorcycles. He goes, all right, look, I'm gonna pay for you to take a course to ride a motorcycle. We're gonna ride this thing. Me and Dean ended up riding bitch on the back of Dana, you know, and then me, I go, yo, get me a sidecar. I was sitting in a sidecar just, you know, those things. First of all, they feel very unsafe.
Yeah.
I go, there's no seatbelt under, you're in a sidecar.
Yeah.
You just been like, all right, man, hope you drive well and God watch over me, because you're just sitting in the fucking little thing. I was taking a nap. It was good. But those motorcycles scared the shit out of me. I don't know. I'm not made for, maybe because I'm 5'6", my feet don't, I don't know. I get nervous.
I grew up in a small town, and, you know, me and my brother grew up riding bicycles and dirt bikes from like a very young age. So it's just something that, you know, I don't know. I guess I was born into and stuck with.
You know, it seems fun, but
yeah,
I don't know. I get nervous.
I think a sidecar seems terrifying because you're lower to the ground, just zipping across the road, and you have no control over anything. A sidecar seems fucking nerve wracking.
Hoping the driver's good.
Yeah.
He gave me a guy, nice guy. He looked like a ZZ Top. He had I trusted him with his beard.
Yeah. I'm sure he knew.
He looked like he had some, you know.
Beard. Now you're fighting. I've heard his name pronounced Michael, and also Michal. Figlak, but he goes by Mike, so I'm going to say Michael Figlak. 8-1, he's a very good fighter. What are you expecting out of him? I mean, the last four fights have been decisions, so he's obviously got some kind of cardio, but you've trained in Colorado for a long time. You obviously have great cardio. What are you expecting out of this fight?
From what I've seen in film, he's a very aggressive striker. He's coming forward hard, and I think that's a fun fight, you know? He's very aggressive. I think relies heavily on his aggression and striking. It comes forward very hard. So I think it'll leave some opportunity for, you know, some takedown opportunities and possible ground and pound opportunities, but also very entertaining and opening up striking and things like that. You know, I feel like we have kind of a similar go forward and aggressive fight style. So I see it could be a very fun, entertaining fight for sure.
Well, look, man, really, really good talking to you, and congrats on getting back into the UFC.
Is it another daughter?
Or that's right. You have another baby coming.
Yeah, yes. Daughter. Yep.
Catching up to me. Have one more. Get three. I don't even want
hoping for a boy. But what are these?
Hey, go for
as long
it.
As they come out healthy, though.
That's yeah. it. That's it.
That's all that matters.
Well, congrats on that also,
thank
bro.
You.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Good luck on Saturday, Austin. Have a great fight.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you. Good talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you, man. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
Have a good one, bud.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I'll tell you, what a nice guy.
Yeah. Motorcycles are scary, though. He's crazy. He's a nice guy, but he's more like adrenaline addicted than you think. Like anyone who rides I didn't know Dana rode motorcycles.
Yeah, he does.
He's fucking worth half a billion. What's he doing? Stop
on
it.
Dude, he rode on a – listen, you got to give Dana some props. He jumped on a goddamn bull.
He's crazy.
And it was a real bull. I take full credit for getting us on those things, because when we got to that place, he goes, oh, we're on training bulls, and the producer fucked up. He's like, there's no training bulls. It's a fucking bull. We would thought we were going to be on like little baby bulls.
Sure, of course. Like a light, a friendlier bull.
You know, listen – I didn't go there just to shoot the shit. Yeah. I go, I'm getting on a bull. And then Dana's like, well, listen, if you're doing it, I'm doing it. That's Jimmy, look what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you see this?
I can't see if the camera's blurry.
I heard, see this? Yeah. This is why Donald Cerrone. I heard he tore his bicep. So people get this torn. I'm like, why am I the only guy to not get mine reattached? Because I fought Kelly Delante and I got a triangle choke. And 2.5 weeks before, I was sparring and this thing rolled up.
Yeah.
So my buddy John Danaher, the evil genius, I remember I was in the city and working with him some, and he was extremely nervous for me to take this fight. And I go, Johnny, I cut down to 155 my first time doing it. I'm on or off, I'm fucking fighting. Because I could have got this reattached.
Yes.
And then you would have been saying, Matt, Jesus, gun show.
Tony. Yeah.
And but instead now,
does that look weird? You can get it fixed now.
No, you can't. And you know I can't. Now you're being not only mean.
Why can't they? I don't understand it. Why can't they?
Jimmy,
I don't know why they can't. Like, I believe you.
A certain amount of time when you tear your bicep to get that thing fixed. So if you don't get that thing fixed right away, you got a little deformity, or you have a better choking arm. That's where your little neck fits right there, Jimmy.
Do you want to do a couple of picks?
Hey, why not, Jimmy?
All right. I'm getting my ass kicked in the picks. I don't want to do any.
Dude, we're here. I'm here. You're queer. Sorry.
Let's go. Get used to it.
I love you. Jimmy, you're my guy. Let's go.
I want to talk. How about the fighters we just spoke to? Let's pick their fights.
Well, I think we should just pick the first. Oh, yeah. They're in the first three.
Ariana Lipsky, Karini Silva. Silva's 17-4. Ariane seemed very focused, and she was really good against Casey O'Neill. I'll take Ariane by decision. I don't know if she'll stop her, but I'll take her by a decision.
I liked what Ariane was saying about her fighting the better competition. That's big, Jimmy. You're looking at the record. You're saying, well, this girl hasn't lost in the UFC yet.
Yep.
You might not be saying that, but I'm assuming you're
never
saying that. I feel odd picking against Ariane because I feel that, you know, we just had her on. But you know what? Listen to me.
Sure.
And listen good. I'm a jiu-jitsu man.
Yes.
Little plug to my school. I showed
you. Sure.
I feel kind of guilty doing it though.
But no, I don't feel guilty.
Yeah, seven state. Wait,
that's what I'm saying. Eight straight wins, seven subs.
I'm going to say Kareem, submission second round.
Okay.
And Ariane, I want you to prove me wrong. If you prove me wrong, you're not prove me wrong. I'm doing this because I'm doing this. But if you win, I'm not going to be upset.
No.
Okay.
I'll be glad because I'll wind up getting more points.
Well, you really didn't have to bring up that I was in the book about getting the thing in the brick. Did they mention in that book? Did they mention in that book that they mentioned the thing in there? And I'm sure they mentioned how the rematch went. How dare they?
Well, did they say you, or did they say that that's a method of getting rid of somebody in your mind? Like, did they say Matt Serra, or did they say you can write the person's name on a rock because maybe that's a common technique?
You're my rock.
Throw me in the water. All right, now let's do Austin let's Hubbard go. Against Michael Figlak.
Well, all right, let me look at this one. All right, you got caught in a sub last time. All right, no shame in that. That happens. And, oh, he's 0-1 right now.
Figlak. Yeah, he lost the Ultimate Fighter.
I'm going to say Austin by decision. Jimmy,
okay, I'll take
something good.
I'll take Figlak second round stoppage.
Oh, Jimmy. Wow. All
right. You got to take opposite people. I got to get points back.
All right. So we made, all right, let's do two more picks.
All right. Which one you want to do?
I'm going to say, let's do the Ryan Spann fight.
Against Aguskov. Ryan Spann. Let me see Spann's last couple of fights. I really enjoy Ryan Spann. Hold on. Oh, he's off two losses. He lost to Anthony Smith. He got subbed by Krylov. And let me see.
What about Bogdan? What about his fights?
I'm looking up right now. He is where the hell is his record? He's coming off a win. He lost to Uzdemir. But again, you know what? When you look at level of competition, like Ariane Lipsky mentioned, I will take Ryan Spann. I'll give Ryan Spann a first round KO.
Second round KO, Ryan Spann.
Okay.
Main event, let's go.
Nicolau against Perez. Let me just see Tejas's record
here. I got Perez by decision. That's what I got.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Let me see the last couple of fights. You're taking Perez by decision. You think
that's what I said.
Okay.
So, I dare you to pick someone. I like to sing Post Malone, Jimmy. You know what I mean?
I say.
Go ahead.
I say Mateus is going to stop him. Now, you know what? Flyweights don't have a tremendous amount of knockouts. I'll take Nicolau by decision.
All right.
Yeah, it's flyweights.
Agree to disagree. Jimmy.
Yeah, we picked four. I can catch up a little.
Can you please plug the fights and then plug your shiznit?
Yes, and it is shiznit. The prelims start 4 o'clock this Saturday, main card, 7 p.m. ESPN, ESPN Plus, and also ESPN2 for the prelims. Which is great. Nice 4 o'clock. I love these. These are always good cards because they're trying to get people who are not necessarily buying pay-per-views to watch the fights and get into the fight. So these cards are always very exciting cards. They match up great, great fights. So again, starting at 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay, good. Jimmy, plug what you got to plug, because I have to use the restroom.
Tonight, 7 p.m., Fat Black Pussycat. Friday, Bloomington, Illinois. Saturday, Indianapolis. And my wife and I have my ex-girlfriend on the podcast this week. So go to Nikki and Jim NYC and watch us interview my ex-girlfriend.
Everybody, next week seems so far away, but we will be here and we'll be discussing the fights and everything else.
Yes.
Jimmy, I miss you already.
Me too, buddy. Have a good trip to the toilet.
Jimmy, I'm running right now. Goodbye, bye, everyone. What a fun episode.
Yes. You're welcome.
Go watch Dune now.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.